Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. Today's interview is with Mr. Ricky Jason. Mr. Ricky Jason has an award-winning documentary that has won 46 awards in different countries, including America. He has worked and been friends with and a mentor, and Mr. Dick Gregory has also been his mentor. He is a well-established filmmaker. He's worked with Mr. Martin Luther King III in a documentary who appeared in his documentary, Ms. Maxine Waters, Mr. Dick Gregory, and also Mr. Ricky Jason has saw Something to the End. He made a film, award-winning documentary film, which is on YouTube, about Mr. James Burge Jr., whose second murderer was executed last night, I believe, April 24, 2019. That was William King. He's William John King. I think I got his name wrong. Did I get it wrong, Mr. Jason?
John William King.
Yes, was executed yesterday in Huntsville, Texas. Justice Will III. There was another general murdered, executed in August of 2006. And I'll let Mr. Jason take it from here, everyone listening.
God bless the audience. First, I thank and I praise God that we all have made it here safe today. And I pray to God that your return and my return will be equally safe. First of all, Angela, I am so blessed to be on your award-winning radio station show. It's a blessing to be able to have a radio station like this where we can be able to speak our mind and say our voice. And
yeah,
I like
sure.
to say rest in peace to my mentor, my friend I worked with for 30 years, the late Dick Gregory. God bless his soul. But first of all, I'd like to speak on June 7, 1998, a lot of you guys wasn't born, a lot of you young ladies wasn't born. A black man was chained to the back of a pickup truck and drugged 3 miles till his body parts came apart. And the most killing thing about it, last night, an execution was for John William King, the ringleader, the one that orchestrated, the one that put the blueprint behind dragging a black man the way he did with those big old giant chains you use to pull a house with or a trailer with. He was executed last night. He didn't crack a smile. He was happy. Matter of fact, when they put him on the bed, he told the guards to tighten up his arm tighter. They asked him if he had anything to tell to James Byrd Jr.'s family. His two sisters were there and his niece. John William King said no. Matter of fact, he didn't even look their way. He closed his eyes. He burst a couple of times, and he went to sleep, and he died. He died with remorse and hatred in his heart. And so let me take you way back, Ms. Butler. When it happened, Mr. Byrd, I got a call early that morning. I went out to Jasper, you know, under the supervising and instructions of Mr. Gregory to see what was going on, Mr. Dick Gregory. And when I went out there, they had the roads blocked off. I was with a photographer that was good friends with all the media. He took me down Hoof Creek Road where it happened at. I could smell his flesh. I also reached down and grabbed some of the grit in the road, and you could smell Mr. Byrd's flesh in the road. It was horrible. I went to the funeral of Mr. Byrd. I watched them put him under the ground in Jasper, Texas, in that graveyard where they were all burying whites. And it was very disturbing, you know, that this happened. So I started documenting everything, and Dick Gregory said there was some films made on Mr. Byrd that he wasn't satisfied with, he wasn't comfortable with. They were sugar-coated. It was two towns of Jasper, and it was a Jasper, Texas, with John Boyd and Lou Gossip. And Dick Gregory said they sugar-coated them. And he said he would love to be in a documentary if I produce it and film it, him and Martin King III. And I started filming and putting it together. I got so many death threats to make the film. I mean, I got hundreds of calls, you know, and I'm still getting death calls today, you know, from racist groups saying they're going to kill me. But they've been saying that for over 21 years. You know, they've been saying that before I even started working on the James Byrd, because I've worked on the Gary Graham Shaka Sankofa that was executed in Houston, Texas in 2000 for a crime he didn't commit. But I'm going to get back to it. I started living in Jasper. I stayed there for 3 months in a hotel. I started filming this film, and I found out a lot of things about Mr. Byrd. The man was a genius. He could play every instrument. He also, in his younger days, he did a tour with Ike and Tina Turner, and he graduated from high school, and he also went to the military. See, a lot of people don't know that, and he did a lot of drinking, you know. You know, he's only human, and he said one day that he would put Jasper, Texas, on the map. So I did all that research, a lot of the people that was on the documentary. I finished it in 2008, won over 46 awards around the world. It just got endorsed it last month by Russell and Danny Simmons and Kamora Simmons and the whole Simmons family. And I'm so blessed that they endorsed this film. And just yesterday, the film had over 3,000 views. We satisfied, but we're not super satisfied, because there's over trillions of people around the world, millions of people. And we want millions of people to watch this documentary that's called Byrd, B-Y-R-D, The Life and Tragic Death of James Byrd Jr. But I'm going to break it down. You know, 3 years in 2002, we went and visited with one of the killers that dragged James Byrd. His name is Sean Berry. They gave him 45 years because he told on the rest of the guys. Okay, when we went visit with Sean Berry, I was the first one to go in to make sure that he wasn't going to say nothing stupid to upset James Byrd's son and also the son of Dr. King, Martin Luther King III. I went and seen him. He told me what happened. He told me the chains came off. He told me they rehooked the bird back on the chains. Bill King did. He told me that they spit it in his face. He told me they spray painted his face black. He told me that they slit his throat. He told me when they was dragging him, felt like the whole bumper came off the truck. He said they was walking in slow, dragging him, and he said James Byrd was screaming and hollering his mama. He was hollering, "Mama, help me, mama." And they took off driving with him, drove him 3 miles, and body parts was everywhere. And I asked Sean, "What did you do?" He said, "Man, I didn't do nothing because I was afraid. You know, I was only 19 or 20 years old, you know, and I was afraid. I was at work. They picked me up from work, and they was using my truck." I said, "But you still should have done something." But he told me how brutal it was, how they did Byrd and stuff. And when they finished dragging Byrd and he hit the pavement, they said they stopped by MLK in Jasper, Texas. And there was a church right there. And that's when they unhooked James' other part. And they said when they hooked on his other part, Russell Brewer, the one got executed in 2011, said, "Look back there, man, another piece of the nigga still on the chain." They said he was so mad, he started kicking it and kicking it and kicking it and kicking it until he lost his mind. He went crazy and he broke his foot. So they let you know hate is real, and hate is not a game. And I'm trying to educate these youngsters that's in and out of these prisons and stuff. You know your history. Know what's happening. 21 years ago, a lot of people wasn't even born. And I thank everybody for watching the documentary, but I want more people to continue to watch this documentary called Byrd, B-Y-R-D, The Life and Tragic Death of James Byrd Jr. So after that, we tried to make a visit with the one that got executed last night, John William King. That was in 2003. John William King wrote me, Ricky Jason, and Ross Byrd, the son of James Byrd, a letter. And I'm not going to read the whole letter because the letter is going to be in our African American Art Museum in Washington, D.C. His lawyers told me to mail that back because they didn't authorize John William King to send that letter out to me. He says in the letter, "You tell Ross, Ricky, a man is a better man if he fights." He said, "I believe that. Anything is better than just surviving. And if you fight, then someone will be hurt. That's the way it is. Some will and some will know why, and some won't. This is an evil system, Ricky and Ross, and it shall be destroyed. And John King went on to say, another thing, do you, Ricky and Ross, really want to associate with an unrepentant racist supremacist like me? If not, speak now or forever bite your tongues, because there are no false words or things about me, John William King. So when I presented the letter to Dick Gregory and Reverend Randall T. Osborne, he passed away, bless his soul, for SCLC, they said to not show Ross Byrd and his sisters them the letter, because they were still grieving so hard over their father's loss and for the things that Russell Brewer had told them when we did it for the visit. So I hold the letter off, and I just showed the letter to the world this week and showed it to everybody, and people were very disturbed. He has not recovered. So it's so sad. And they say he was on that bed before he got executed. He kept asking, is it time yet? They kept saying, no, John, you got 3 hours left. No, it's not time. They said he was happy like he won a lottery ticket. So it's so sad that this man had that much hate in his heart. And I want a lot of people to know, Angela, that. And Angela, I want you to know that I did a lot of interviews, you know, me and James Byrd's daughter, Renee Mullins, the one that George W. Bush didn't want to see when he was the governor of Texas. We did interviews with Hasheem, the leader of the new Black Panther Party, and they were saying they're going to be there with 100,000 boots on the ground because they were in Jasper when it happened. I want the world to know the new Black Panthers are nothing like the old Black Panthers. They were not there at all. Not even one Panther showed up out there. So all that 100,000 boots on the ground, that was just a lie, and that was just for media coverage. And like I said, but, you know, God knows people's heart, and I did this for the heart. I didn't do it for the fame. And I like to thank you, like I said, Russell and Danny Simmons them for awarding my documentary. I won all these awards for it, and it's for everybody. It's not for me. So we can keep Byrd's legacy alive. Like Dick Gregory say, this is not a game. This is real deal. When white people like that hate and evil, you know, it's nowhere changing their soul or their heart, Angela. So I'm blessed to be a part of this here. I'm blessed to be the messenger. I'm sorry that the late Dick Gregory wasn't with me. He usually be with me all the time. I've been with him for 30 years, and he's missed so much, Angela. And I didn't take being with him for just weakness. I'm humble, and I'm his student. And I want to keep Dick Gregory's life a memory alive, as well as the late James Byrd Jr. And I'm also continuing to fight with Mamiya Abu-Jamal. We need to keep our eyes on that. We don't just want Mamiya to stay locked up. He was on death row. He's wrongly convicted for killing a cop. We want Mamiya home with his family. He lost his mother. He just lost a daughter a couple of years ago, you know, Goldie. But we want Mamiya home with his family because he was wrongly railroaded. He was an original Black Panther. He was an author. Mamiya Abu-Jamal is one of the greatest guys in the United States of America that you can want to know or be his friends. And I'm friends with the family. I've been fighting for him for years before I got into James Byrd plight, and I will continue to fight for Mamiya Abu-Jamal. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, sir. Before you start fighting for Mr. James Byrd Jr., you were fighting for Ms. Lamia, understand it. So, but Mr. James Byrd Jr., and I hope Ms. Lamia gets a fair trial, was murdered. For those of you who don't know this, Mr. James Byrd Jr. was murdered by 3 white supremacists in Jasper, Texas. He was murdered for the color of his skin on June
7th,
1998. The second white supremacist, unrepentant white supremacist, unremorseful. I won't say unrepentant, but not remorseful at all. He was put to death April the 24th, last night, 2019, in Huntsville, Texas. I'm not I think it's horrible what Mr. James Byrd went through and his family is still going through. I hope they got a little bit of closure. But I would also like to talk about, there was a execution in 2011 in Texas. Am I correct?
Yes, that 2011 execution was the first execution that a white man was ever executed for killing a black person. That was the first time any white man was ever executed for killing a black person, especially in the state of Texas. That was number one, and that was the second person. But that was Russell Brewer. He was executed. He was the one that broke his foot on Mr. Byrd's torso and his other half of his body when they got in front of MLK Church. He broke his foot. And like I said, you know, he was an evil man as well. He took it to his grave. He's not apologizing. He's not sorry. If he had to do it all over again, he'll do it all over again. Just as John William King said, this is a dream come true. He's going to be a model for what he did for Byrd. But, you know, like I said, you know, God loves us all. We all bleed the same blood, and he wants us to love and not to hate. But we must keep James Byrd's legacy alive. We must continue to keep his name out there, because a lot of people don't even know what happened to Mr. Byrd, you know. And I tell these kids, be careful what organizations you join. The new Black Panthers are not like the old Black Panthers back in the days. So be careful what you join. But the main thing is, you know, this guy, he's history now. He's a scumbag. I'm against capital punishment. But for him, John William King, he deserves it. And I'm not biting my tongue for nobody, and I don't bite my tongue. He deserves what can. He don't deserve to live. He didn't deserve to live the 21 years he lived on Texas death row, wasting taxpayers' money and stuff. And they did him, kept him on there that long and executed him because they wanted us to forget. Because, see, black people seem to forget where they come from. They forget things. But we need to be smart. We need to educate our family and our kids. Let's not forget what happened to Mr. Byrd. Because what if it was you? What if it was your brother or your mom or your sister or your brother that got dragged to the street like a dog, somebody going 100 miles per hour for 3 miles, blood everywhere, you know, body parts everywhere, ear here, teeth here, torsos, dentures over here, head over here, leg over here, arm over here, that's over here, this over there, you know, right. Until you see it, you know, I seen them put them under the ground. You know, that smell was so horrible. You know, you ever smell a coon or a possum when they did? It was worse than that. So you can imagine, you know, Sean Beard, the one I went and visited, said he was screaming in my hollering mama.
God have mercy.
I'm,
yes, sir.
Yes, you know, yes, calm myself down because, you know, it all come back. It feel like it was yesterday. It did a lot to me. You know, this did so much to me in my life. And so sometimes we got to realize how blessed we are. But you big-time high rollers out there, don't forget where you come from, you know, just like we don't forget about Martin Luther King. We don't forget about, you know, all these other people. We must not forget about James Byrd. The man suffered just almost as worse as Jesus Christ. And that wasn't no little chains that the police officers put you in jail with and lock you up. That was the big logging chains, the big chains you use to pull a house with. The big chain, then those chains were rusty. And he was alive through most of that dragging. All his elbows, his butt, his arm, all that was scratched up because he was trying to hang on and ride until he hit that big old curve in that pavement, and that split him in half.
Yes, sir.
So close your eyes, and you can imagine that, and that's your father or your child or your cousin or brother.
Lord have mercy.
No, so I say, wake up, America. Wake up, America. Wake up, black people. You know, wake up, black people. Open your eyes to this here. And all that, let's forget about it. We cannot forget about this. This is a part of us. We all are James Byrds. You know, we all are Dr. Kings. You know, we all are Gary Grahams, Mamiya Abu-Jamal. That's all of us. You know, so let's let's continue
women
to say.
Women and men.
That's right. That's right. And you so true, Ms. Butler. You know, and like I said, you know, I want people to understand, you know, watch his documentary. Watch Mr. Bird documentary. Bird, B-Y-R-D, The Tragic Death of James Bird Jr. featuring Dick Gregory. It's free to watch on YouTube, and it's always going to be free. So you can't say, well, I couldn't buy it, I couldn't afford it. It's free to watch. You can sit and drink a six-pack. You can sit and do this and do that. You can go to dances and clubs. You can smoke weed and do this. Know your history, young man. Know your history, older people and stuff. You know, this represents all of us.
Know your history, young black women. Know your history, because he was just executed last night on April 24, 2019. You, like Mr. Spike Lee said, wake up. This is not
wake up.
There are people being murdered. You've got to know your history. If you know
you have
history,
to know your history.
You will understand the people you are dealing with of other races.
And another thing, I want to wake up everybody on this here. Jasper, Texas, they still living in the 30s and the 40s. They still killing people in Jasper. They sweep it under the rug. It don't even make the news. They still lynching people. They still cutting people's eyes out their head and stuff. You know, this is serious. That town need to be banded. It need to be shut down and closed. Jasper, Texas shouldn't still be open.
Is the last lynching was when, sir? Not Mr.
I can
Bird.
Barely hear you.
When was the last lynching?
They had the Alfred Wright guy that they took his eyes out his head because he was dating a white woman. Took his eyes out his head, and they killed him. And just recently, 2 months ago, they had another young brother. He was shot the head, and when they found him, he was just laid on the dirt road. So this been going on a long time in Jasper and Vida, Texas, but Jasper need closed down. Jasper, Texas, they saying it's a cloud over. It's not a cloud. It's just that they still living in the 30s and 40s, and there's no change there at all. The Bird sister even said that she was on CNN yesterday, James Bird's sister, Betty Booten, and she said Jasper, Texas is back to the way it was again. It never stopped being that way. It never stopped being that way. It's been that way the 3 months that I was there. You know, there's many nights that I had to put chairs behind my door and lock my door while I'm sleeping in my hotel. And then I had the hotel people had to tell me they didn't want me staying in the hotel. They couldn't even tell me why. That's because I was filming this documentary and stuff. Then I had to crawl on my knees in the graveyard at nighttime to film the graveyard, and in the daytime crawl on my knees and sneak in the graveyard to film Bird's grave with the fence around it and stuff. So I've went through it. I've went through the death threats. I've went through it all and everything. And like I said, still to this day, you know, I get death threats and stuff. I've seen the emails of some of the people saying that's good for James Bird and stuff. John William King is going to be our guard. I've seen all those emails. I saw all the stuff on Facebook and everything, but they got to deal with their guard. But we want to make it clear to the white man that you can't just kill a man and not get executed. You can get executed now. So Russell Brewer got executed. Russell Brewer got executed in 2011, and John William King got executed last night. And he smiled and he laughed through the whole thing while he got executed. He acted like he was going to heaven to meet Jesus Christ.
And thank you. I'm so glad you came back on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You've been on here three or four
times before. Anytime, Angela.
Yes, sir. And, you know, still going on. But I don't want you. So Mr. Bird did not die in vain.
And no, he didn't. You know, I'm just a messenger, and I'm just trying to release the messenger to our black people to wake up. All I can ask you to do is to wake up, America. You know, wake up, because this is serious. This is not a game.
And stop, what is it you want to say about Seth and Ross? You said in the last interview, but I had to delete it because it wasn't long enough. But what did you want to say about Seth and Ross with people, sir?
what I said to the young people, what I want to say to them,
about
be careful who you get in a car with. James Byrd was leaving a party, and the reason why he was walking, you know, sad to see it, he drank a lot. Nobody wouldn't bring him home. Oh, I ain't bringing him home. And some family members, they lost their loved one by not bringing him home, and he happened to be walking, and the devils picked this man up. So don't get in a car with anybody, and be careful about any organization or groups, because they'll promise you this, they'll promise you that. They are not like they used to be back in the days. So time have changed. Know your history. If you don't never seen the documentary, tell your classmates, tell your teachers. It's free. We want to watch it and stuff, because you need to know to tell your kids, their kids, because they will sweep it under the rug. It's still a lot of white racist supremacists give a shit about our black people. So I say to everybody, thank you so much, Angela Butler, for putting me on this wonderful radio show. You have one of the best shows on the planet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jason. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right, everyone, you're listening to Mr. Ricky Jason. Mr. Ricky Jason is talking about the execution last night of John Williams, on April 24th, 2019. I just want to say we feel for the human beings. We're whole human beings and we have rights. And you can't be executed under the law for killing a black person. So maybe people with the request for they murder black people. And I'm glad to know that Atlanta and New York leading gang leaders of call for the end to the violence in Atlanta, Georgia, and in Chicago, New York. So everyone have a good night. I just want to say also the men were Sean Berry. I think he received 40 years. Lawrence Russell Brewer, I believe he was put to death in 2011, and John William King, 2024, 2019. Have a good night.